You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Monday, November 30th, 2015. It is week 133 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
No Uxra this week.
Nope.
No Brian this week.
Nope. Back to the solo.
Yeah, back to the solo. Well, the duo pods.
The duo, yeah, but the solo main, I guess, duo.
Yeah.
Dynamic duo.
The dynamic duo. Speaking of dynamic duos, that's perfect.
Yes, let's now we can talk about stuff that we both saw that Uxra wouldn't catch up yet.
Exactly.
To see.
And we know it won't be spoiled for him because he won't listen to the podcast.
Exactly, exactly.
Let's talk about some superhero movies.
So we got some Justice League rumors. Apparently, they're looking for an actress to play Black Canary, and the actresses they're looking at are Abby Lee and Alana Tai. So it appears it's not going to be like just the core in Justice League.
It's like very expanded.
It's going to be very expanded, and they're trying. The other rumors that they're trying to make a Birds of Prey movie with a bunch of, like, they're trying to do like a female centric group type movie, it seems like.
They should. Yeah. I mean, it's been a while. I was like just thinking about the show again, like after a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if the show would survive now. I bet the show would do so much better now than it did back then.
I think so. I think once you're in the climate of there's so many out there that people are like willing to give others a shot because they'll be like, oh, it could be good, and then this could be my little niche show or something. Whereas it was so sporadic before that, it's like you needed like...
Like, we have enough Flash, we have enough Arrow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I like Supergirl, but I want more women.
Yeah, all there was like Smallville before, and people are like, you can only do the big superheroes. Now it's like, you can do the smaller ones if you do it right.
Yeah.
You just have to do it, make a good show. It's all about the how good a show is, not about really what the character is so much, as long as you do it that people like it.
Like a compelling story.
Yeah. Because even if a show's terrible and you got the best character, you may get people to start watching it, but they're not going to keep watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully. I want to see who else is on this list of like superheroes that they might be putting in.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think there was some other... these are all like very fringe rumors because DC is really like an open book because they're all over the place. Yeah. I think they're still deciding... They need to know the success first. I mean, all this stuff is like dependent upon everything doing well.
And yeah. Everything else, yeah.
So I think the other one was because they were thinking they were doing a Cyborg movie in 2020 or whatever. Now they're thinking they may possibly change it to a Teen Titans movie, but they're also making a Teen Titans show on TNT, so that's also confusing.
Oh yeah, live action Teen Titans.
Yeah, so it's confusing about why would you do a movie if you're doing that? But they're also they have a Flash TV show. Why are they doing a Flash movie? So they're duplicating themselves anyway, so maybe that is a possibility, but it's just interesting to see which way it actually turns out, because it's just so far away from everything, really, because that's like 2020, so a lot of things can change from now to then.
Yeah. Yeah, and an example of change is Fantastic Four 2 has been removed from the Fox release schedule officially.
About time.
It only took them like how many weeks? What's enough weeks.
August to
now.
November, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's kind of...
That's crazy to me. Like, yeah. I just saw that it was out on Amazon, like on the Fire TV. They have ads.
Yeah.
Kind of, like banner ads. And one of them's like, Fantastic Four, now available on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. It's like, funny, the way they did it, they didn't make a big announcement. They just like slowly like took it, like hoping nobody would notice.
Like they just took it off and everyone's just like, oh my god, it's removed.
I think they're hoping that, oh, we're releasing Jessica, Marvel's releasing Jessica Jones and Captain America Civil War. Maybe they won't notice that we took away Fantastic Four and they're not going to talk about us at all. But
we did.
No.
We'll talk about everything. Everyone,
exactly. We'll talk about the terrible Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
Be like.
Wait, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was thinking
you said you
it.
Were going to watch it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it eventually.
You could watch. I want to see how much you probably hate it. I'm sure you will because you love Doctor Doom so much.
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking about watching it this weekend, and then my plans changed this weekend very drastically. So
yeah.
So yeah.
Another DC Universe rumor we got out there. The rumor is Aquaman there, going for not Black Manta as the villain, but Ocean Master, who is, I believe, the half-brother of Aquaman.
Yeah.
And it seems very much in line with the Throne of the Justice League movie, Throne of Atlantis. The animated movie, where it was Aquaman. They brought in Aquaman to be the king, but his half-brother's jealous and stuff. So he rises up against him, and he wants to take on the human world and stuff.
And that's all caused by the destruction that, like, was happening in Metropolis in the previous animated movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, because the first Justice League movie was them. They're like, what's all this debris? Like, what's going on in the surface world? They're polluting our waters and stuff because of that movie. So it looks like they're doing, like, they seem to be taking the Batman storyline. All these are rumors, but they're taking the Batman story, Red Hood. They seem to be taking stuff from their animated movies, which were doing really well, so.
Well, which, the animated movies are, like, truer to the comics.
Yeah, so. Like, that Wonder Woman movie sounds very similar to what they're doing in the Wonder Woman movie. The Wonder Woman animated movie seems very similar, so.
I mean, it makes sense. In my opinion, that's, like, the most successful part of their
whole
thing.
So that's what I would do if I were them. You've already got a template for a movie. If you can't really see it in your head in comic form, if you see it in the animated form, it makes a lot more sense to them. So,
even with Batman vs. Superman and Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all the little pieces where you can see, and you're like, oh, just do that. And that's what they seem to be doing. So.
Yeah. And Doctor Strange news. Well, kind of. It's like old Doctor Strange news. Marvel passed on a movie written by Neil Gaiman and directed by Guillermo del Toro. That they wanted to do a Doctor Strange movie a while back. And Marvel said no. It's always interesting to me when this kind of stuff comes out.
Yeah. Because it's like they got a big-time director. And then usually it's the other way around where they're seeking those guys out.
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, no, we had one. They just said no.
I wonder if Guillermo del Toro just has, like, a list of comic book movies that he wants to make. And everyone's just like, no.
It's like, we don't want to do it.
Because, like, between Justice League Dark and now this.
True.
That was some bad luck.
Yeah. I think he's just been in a spot right now where it's so much continuity driven that it's like, he's got this really cool idea, but people are like, you got to fit it in.
Yeah, like, just like Edgar Wright.
But my idea is really cool. And they're like, yeah, but the problem is that's not where we are right now.
Yeah, you're just looking at one small thing. We're looking at the giant picture.
Yeah, they're not really there right now. Yeah. Legend of Tomorrow got a premiere date. Premiere date set for January 21st. So, in between the Arrow and the Flash, I believe, until they come back, I would think.
And then Arrow and Flash, a crossover is like this week, right?
Yes, I believe the crossover is this week.
And second and third?
Yes, or first and second. Tuesday and Wednesday. So tomorrow and
Wednesday.
Then the next day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
That should be good. Those episodes are always fun. So I think I'm not sure if this is because they're supposed to do like a backdoor pilot into Legend of Tomorrow or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is it or I think it may be.
Probably.
I don't think they'd meet up again.
For some reason, they also know they seem to know what they're doing a lot better than. Well, I can't say for instance better than the movies, but
Yeah, they're really good at they're like crossing
like,
over
like synergy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I know they got the same producers and stuff, but they're pretty good at, like, okay, so this is where this comes. It doesn't, like, conflict with their story too much of what they're doing in on their own. They, like, fit it in timeline-wise, which seems difficult to do. But
do you know if we're going to see his dad? Barry's dad?
I don't know. I
hope so.
I haven't looked at many images or trailers or any of that.
I think we are. That's my guess.
I hope so. I like his dad. I like every time his dad shows up. I'm like, why did you move him away?
Yeah,
randomly.
Like, this makes no sense.
Stupid. You just want him. You bring Harrison Wells back, but you send his dad away? Come on.
Yeah, I know.
That's just torture. Luke Cage news. There's a casting announcement. Sonia Braga has been cast as Soledad Temple, who is Claire Temple's mother. So that's Rosario Dawson's character, the night nurse. In both Daredevil and one episode of Jessica Jones. So.
Which we got like a slight cameo of this character, I think, right?
Did we?
In Jessica Jones. Because I think Claire, when she's on the phone, I think she's talking to her mom.
Oh, you may be right.
So, I mean, like, we don't get a voice
or
anything.
But we get the idea that...
we get the idea that the character exists in the universe.
So that's cool we see more into Claire. Because we haven't really seen much from her, except, like, her interaction with Daredevil and Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. But now we get her backstory, I guess, some more in Luke Cage. So, be cool to see.
Which is weird to me. It's, like, the one character who, like, disappeared from Daredevil. Like, it's... I wanted to do a timeline.
Because
like, she disappears from Daredevil.
Because Foggy's like, oh, she was just here.
Yeah. And then she appears in Jessica Jones. It seems like they're like, okay, well, you need to get in your episode somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, can't I just like split my episodes like over these two shows? And they're like, okay. Like, it seems like she was in like the first like six episodes or something of Daredevil. And then she was like in the last like three episodes.
Oh, she's only in the last one episode.
Jessica Jones.
Yeah, she's only in one of them.
That's what happens when you binge watch a show in one day.
Yeah, it's literally just the last episode.
Oh, wow. I thought it was like the last two.
No.
Huh.
Because, yeah, that I was like the whole time I was like, when's she going to show up? When's she going to show up? And I was like, oh.
I was like, when's anyone going to show up?
True. No one showed up. But that didn't, that wasn't too bad.
No.
But it was like, oh, is Daredevil going to show up? I don't know.
Yeah. I was like, maybe.
It's like, he could, I guess.
Madam Gal? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Is any character? I guess not. Kingpin gonna come out of nowhere?
It'd be cool if that one dude, Kingpin's dude, came back to life.
Oh, yeah.
How scary would that be if you killed someone, and then you're like clearly like shook up from killing this person, and then they came back to life?
Pretty terrifying.
I should do that. I think if that were to happen, that'd be horrifying.
They can do it. It's comics. It's Marvel. I mean.
Do you see I saw this picture on Reddit. Where it was called same or different universe, same location or something like that.
Oh, it was
It was a picture of like Spider-Man, I think Spider-Man 1 or 2. Or
yeah,
three.
I think I saw a video clip of it.
And then it was like Jessica Jones in the same place.
Yeah. It was where.
It was like the Brooklyn
Bridge.
It was
Bridge where Kingpin and Madame Gao meet for like a meeting.
Oh, no, this is something else.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw like Spider-Man, he's like swings up and it's on a terrace with a bench and. It's a very famous location. And then that's where Kingpin and Daredevil also, Madame Gao also met in the show. Oh, and they did a couple different things like that. Like the same diner has been used in like three different movies and stuff. There's just specific locations that people always use because
it's like the set that they have available.
Yeah. Around. And there's like some of the stuff's already shut down and stuff, but they still have everything there.
Oh, interesting.
So it was a cool.
That sounds way better than the one I saw.
Yeah, I saw just a video on
it. Mine was just one picture.
Yeah.
And,
Supergirl news. Apparently a teenage Superman will appear on the show.
This is weird to me.
Yes,
We saw Superman in the pilot, kind of. And he did not look like a teenager.
Yes, that is why I was confused. So I don't, they're already messing up their continuity. They don't know what they're doing because they did say it was going to happen in a flashback. It's like, this makes no sense.
Like when's the flashback is
he was an adult when he dropped her off. Clearly. So
I think that's where they screwed up the continuity because
how old is he as Clark Kent now? Cause now it's 10 years later.
Yeah.
So I'd have to say, okay, he was 30 when he dropped her off, maybe. Now he's got to be like 40.
Like, how long does Man of Steel take?
This has nothing to do with Man of Steel at all.
See, I thought they did a pretty good job of that. In the first episode, I was like, this clearly could take place in Man of Steel universe.
It feels more like the Brandon Ralph, Christopher Reeve universe to me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's been around. That's what it feels like to me from watching the show. It's like, it seems like that universe, or it could be that universe.
The costume, I think, is what sticks with me. With the Man of Steel universe.
Coloring,
it's like the same costume, like the way it looks, the fabric and everything.
Yeah. But there's literally no heroes in this world except them two.
Oh, that's weird.
So it's like, we're the only, like, we don't have one hero anymore. So it's clearly different. But, yeah, I don't know what, I hope they better find a way to explain it, or it'll be very frustrating.
Yeah. It's going to be.
They always do. I don't know what they're. I don't know, but that's still a rumor, I think, too.
I hope so.
But Yeah, because, yeah, I don't know. I think Superman will appear on the show at some point, though. As, like, as himself.
Like, as a face?
Yeah, why not?
Because they're making, I don't know.
I mean,
it'd be weird.
Why?
I don't know. But I think people still connect it to, like, the current universe. No matter how much they say, like, it's not a part of the...
People are connecting Flash and Arrow to that? To Supergirl, too? And they're...
Yeah, I think people are.
People are stupid.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that one.
All right, yeah. I mean, it says there's several lines that contradict it, so you should be able to figure that out. But
and the fact that they're on like different networks and everything.
Yeah,
barely, right?
Yeah,
because it's an Arrow on CW.
There was a rumor also that came out that said Supergirl and Flash are gonna connect, are gonna have an episode later if Supergirl gets a full, because they have a 13 episode order. Mm-hmm. So if they get a full order. They said that's possible, but I assume they'll do Flash. He'll just go to an alternate reality or something.
Yeah.
I don't think they would connect it. Like, oh,
do you hear what's going on in Metropolis? There's this girl that's dressed up like Superman.
It wouldn't make sense. They're like, oh, the hero. Like, oh, there's two heroes now. Oh, we don't count Arrow and Flash. They're not heroes.
No, they're vigilantes.
They're vigilantes.
Except for Flash.
Only aliens can be heroes, clearly.
It's like in The Walking Dead, where like some of them, they're called walkers in some areas, and they're called... Whatever they're called on the West
Coast. We got no walkers here. Oh, you're talking about roamers.
Oh, yeah, roamers.
Oh, you're talking about... What are the terms? I got some weird terms. Everybody has a slightly different term.
It's, I don't know.
But it's always weird to me.
Nomadge.
You got nomadge over here.
So, yeah, maybe that's what, like, in that weird universe, that little area in the Metropolis
pocket.
And Gotham, they're only called those people heroes.
Yeah, and then if people think Gotham exists to any of this... That's where you're...
Oh, then you're... That's too far.
That you've gone too far, because Gotham clearly...
Did I ever mention how, like... So I told one of my friends to watch Gotham, and she was, like, text me, like, what time period does this take place in?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's a good question. Like, because they use, like, fax machines, but then they have, like, really old computers and, like, Gotham PD.
Yeah.
But then, like, people have smartphones.
Yeah.
And apparently they did that on purpose.
Yeah, I believe that.
Because, like... Gotham PD could just be very super underfunded.
I think it's in the same way that Batman the Animated Series, you can't really tell what time it takes place in.
Well, because it takes place in like that Tim Burton universe. It's supposed to.
I don't think it does.
With like the weird blimps.
It's like the Bruce Tim universe, really.
Yeah. No, but it's like around the same time.
Yeah, but like...
Not as
clearly different.
Not Tim Burton, yeah.
But, I mean, like, it exists the same way, like, you can watch the Superman animated TV show. It's the same universe as the Batman animated TV show, but it looks like one's, like, almost the future and one's almost the past.
I think Gotham is just always the past.
But I think it's current times, they're just really, I would go, they're just underfunded and, like, are crappy.
Like, Gotham is like Detroit. Like, I'm sure Detroit. Some people have smartphones. A lot of people have green computer screens, so.
Yeah. I think it's just, they just want the look of that because Gotham's supposed to look...
Shitty.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
So. You've gone too far.
Yeah.
Don't shit on Gotham. It's the twin city, sister city of Metropolis, apparently.
That's unbelievable. That's like...
still, like, kind of nags on me, but I'm glad I know it now. If I went into the movie not knowing that, yeah. I would honestly be like, it would distract me. Very much.
But like, how are you guys supposed to be
like,
twin
wait,
cities?
What? What?
You're telling me, what is it? Where are the two twin cities? St. Paul? Is that twin city?
Yes, St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Yeah. You're telling me one of them's like super shady and the other one's like...
Exactly.
Like a beacon of hope?
Yeah. Well, not anymore. I mean, now that Metropolis is destroyed, maybe Gotham's like the good city.
Or maybe they actually look like twins.
Yeah.
For once.
We look the same. You and me are the same.
Yeah, finally.
Gotham was in league with Zod. They're like, destroy Metropolis. Yeah. Take them down a peg.
Yeah. Show them what it's like to be the twin.
Batman's going to have to come to Metropolis now.
Batman's like, I feel comfortable here, finally.
He's like, now I can thrive in this city. I mean, it needs more help than Gotham now.
Yeah. I never thought about that for some reason. The fact that they're supposed to be the twin cities. Or the sister.
Well,
twin
only
sister?
In the movie.
Only in the movie?
Yeah, nowhere else.
Nowhere
never
else
in the comics. Never anywhere. They're making that up from their... Whatever Zack Snyder's head.
Yeah.
Not the Nolanverse.
No, not the Nolanverse, man.
The Zack Snyderverse.
Snyderverse.
There's too many verses. See? Marvel's got it simple.
Yeah, MCU.
There's one. There's the MCU. And then, well, Fox and Sony convoluted it.
For a little bit. But now Sony's kind of back in.
Yes, but now that... So all there is the X-Men verse and the MCU. That's all there is right now.
Yeah.
And there was a Fantastic verse, but that looks to be gone because they canceled that movie. So there's only two universes in Marvel.
But I thought the Fantastic Four, the newest one, was supposed to take place in the same universe. Because they said they were going to have a crossover.
Supposedly,
eventually.
But it doesn't feel like it from that movie.
No.
You wouldn't think anyone has powers from that movie. So
yeah.
That's why I have a problem with going into your plan is, oh, we'll make this Fantastic movie and then we'll connect them. Well, you got to lay the seed or at least make it plausible that it could happen because it seems like no one's ever seen a power.
I wonder what the number is for Fox to sell Fantastic Four.
That's a good question. Like, what is the number for Sony to sell Spider-Man? Because they didn't do that.
I don't think Sony has a number on that. They're like, it's not for sale, ever.
They're like, we still make money Sony even on terrible movies.
Yeah, like, Sony just shut down Vio, and they shut down... Like, they're shutting down other things to focus on, like, their core competencies.
Mm-hmm.
That are like, Spider-Man is the only thing that's made us money. Like, even when we do, like, a shitty version of it, it still makes us money.
Yeah, because I think Spider-Man 3 made the most money out of 1 and 2. I think it still made the most.
Out of that first trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is crazy. But
well, that thing is, like, making money isn't a sign of, like, a good movie. Like,
oh, true. But, because, like, that's all they
care
about.
People go into the movie, and then they're like, oh, what a horrible piece
of
work.
True. I mean, that's where at least it's good. Like, it made money, but they're like, oh, we won't do a 4, though.
Yeah.
Like, they understand, like, oh, people need to
take
a breather.
That would have been different.
Yeah.
If it was now. If Spider-Man 3 just came out,
I feel like it
would
have been now, yeah.
They'd be like, new trilogy. Like, we're going to do a new trilogy with this as, like, that was the first trilogy. Now we're going to make it into 6 movies.
Yeah, because I think the only reason they didn't make an Amazing Spider-Man 3 is because 2 actually made less money than 1.
Yeah.
And cost more. So
I'm sure.
I think if it was still that bad of a movie, but it made more money, they probably would have kept going on with what they were doing. So, good job not buying tickets. We did buy tickets, but good job for people who did not.
I was surprised now that I think about it. That I wonder if Hunger Games was the first movie I booed in. No, I think you'll find out Wednesday. I think there was another movie I booed in.
We got some Arrow news. Tom Amandes is going to be the Calculator.
What an awesome name for a villain. Yes. Not really. But
I don't know what he does or anything, but he's from the comics. So
I imagine a character like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind, just constantly doing math and stuff.
Yes. But there was this other guy, the Clock King. He did, like, timing of things. Kind of like math.
What kind of timing he's like?
He's like, he knew when all the alarms would go off, the response time of people. He knew when, like, people were going to turn corner. I don't know. He had everything mapped out.
This is so weird. In Rocket Power, remember when they got, like, a new squid? Like, squid befriends the other nerd?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I have an excellent internal clock. Like, that was one of the last things he says. Yeah. He's like, I can be the timekeeper for hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have an excellent internal clock.
That's what this guy was.
Yeah.
The Clock King.
Grows up and that's where he leaves.
He grows up and he's like, now I can be a villain because I can time everything out.
Perfectly.
Perfectly.
Have you ever done those tests?
What?
Where it's like, how long has a minute gone by?
No.
And then, like, you're supposed to tell me. Like, I'm like, okay, starting now.
Okay. Am I consciously doing it or, like, unconsciously?
No, like, it's like, so ideally, like, you'd be in a room with no clocks or anything.
Mm-hmm. But I could do it in my head.
No, right. And then I leave the room.
You say how long
has it
been?
And then after 5 minutes, I come back and I'm like, how long has it been?
Oh, okay. So, like, you don't know while you're in that room what
they're going to do.
Okay.
And then, because I think there's an episode of a podcast I listened to on how acid works. LSD.
Yeah.
And that was a test. And apparently...
Time perception.
If you're on acid, your time perception is horrible.
You just think it's been way longer? Or you think it's
I think time goes by way slower when you're on acid.
Mm-hmm.
I could use some acid, then. I need more time in the day, it seems like.
How do you get more time in the day?
If I could be more focused during that slow time.
I don't think you'd be more focused.
I don't think so.
That's the problem.
That's
like, it took so long, but I wasn't really doing anything.
Yeah. And I think meth is the opposite, where you're just like, holy Look crap, it's already been 7 days.
Yeah.
I thought it was just 45 minutes.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. news. Natalia Cordona is rumored to play Slingshot.
Interesting.
So, see where that goes.
That's a cooler name.
That is
than
cool
the calculator.
That is true. They're like going to the back pages in DC. They're like, we've used a lot of characters. We've got to find some guys we haven't used.
How about this character named the Calculator?
All right, do it.
Some Star Wars movie news. Star Wars The Force Awakens officially got a rating.
Ooh.
PG-13.
MPAA.
Yeah, MPAA. Worded it PG-13, which means there's no underage smoking.
Yeah, Disney doesn't do smoking in anything anymore.
Yeah, if there is underage smoking, then it has to be rated R.
Really?
Yeah, if you show a character under 18 smoking a cigarette, it has to be rated R.
But it's the Star Wars universe. Their laws are not the same as ours.
Yeah, well, that's the MPAA's laws.
So if you're telling me I had, like, an alien...
Like a baby alien.
Yeah, like a baby alien.
You see a baby alien getting born, and then instantly just reaches for a pack of Marlboro, and lights went up.
Yeah, like, what... I'd really want to go into, like, the MPAA and, like, what are my really strict guidelines like? What
like,
is underage? And
they're like, well, Yoda's clearly, like, over 1,000 years old.
Exactly.
But yeah, what happens if you just say, like, oh, those years are different? Like,
yeah, what years, do you say this...
The span of time between the baby being born and the baby reaching for the cigarettes is already, like, 300 years in their
exactly.
universe.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, like, it's all... Like,
it's all relative.
It's all relative. Or you're saying this little kid, oh, you may think it's underage, but that dude's actually 40 years old. That's just how they look.
That's just
how... That species looks.
Oh, like. I'm saying that's just how their time works.
Either way.
Yeah.
Because
they have, like, 3 suns and 2 moons, so...
Yeah, it's clearly not the same.
They have to double all their years.
Yeah. So... I'd just get into a debate with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'd be like, I don't care, we can make it an R.
Yeah, we don't
like,
care.
Like, oh, this debate was useless.
Yeah.
You don't care what I think.
But people were saying, like, oh, this is the first PG-13 Star Wars movie,
I thought
think.
Episode 3 was.
I did, too.
I think that was the only other one, though. I think all of them were PG, the original trilogy.
Okay. That doesn't matter, though, because back then, like, Jaws was PG.
True.
And Beetlejuice was PG.
True.
And Beetlejuice drops some F-bombs, or drops an F-bomb in that movie.
True. But so. I think Clone Wars and Phantom were PG, would be my guess. And then Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, I believe, was PG-13.
That's crazy to think that you see a person getting cut in half in Phantom Menace. Granted, you don't see any blood. But let's find out.
Well, because maybe that was the first Star Wars after the original trilogy. So, like, these are PG, right?
Yeah, Star Wars. Oh, wait. Nope. Oh, Attack of the Clones.
That was PG, right?
I was searching Clone Wars. Yeah, PG. Now let's see, Revenge. PG-13, yeah.
Yep. So I think PG-13 is really the magic for... They're always going to do PG-13 for everything. That's kind of what everything is. Everything's PG-13 or R, or it's like Pixar.
Holy crap, Kenny Baker... Who's R2-D2?
Mm-hmm.
81 years old.
Huh? He's not R2-D2 in the new one, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How old is Peter Mayhew? 71 years old. How old is Anthony Daniels? 69 years old. Jeez. Oldest dude on set, I think.
Interesting.
But yeah, people were like, this is crazy, and I'm like, not really.
That's PG-13?
Yeah.
I don't know why people think that's crazy.
Show me a movie that's PG right now. That's
live action.
Awesome.
That's live action.
Yeah, that's another word for it.
Well, Inside Out's awesome. And
yeah.
It's PG.
Shouldn't be, though. Movie tugged at your heartstrings.
It's true.
I'm surprised Anger didn't smoke a cigarette in that movie.
Might as well have.
Yeah, because Anger is technically as old as she is. That's Riley.
True. Oh, underage. There you go.
Yeah. That's the question. I was hanging up ornaments this week.
Yeah.
Last week. And I hung up my Slave Leia ornament. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no more. I was actually wondering if I should hang it up this year. I already have another Princess Leia mm-hmm. ornament.
Yeah.
But I was like, should I hang up the Slave Leia? Granted, she has like a weapon. She's a badass.
Yeah.
She's not like a victim.
She was always a badass.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's not like she's like sexy on the poster, Slave Leia.
True.
She's just like, I want to kill you. I killed Jabba the Hutt just now. I want to kill someone else.
Exactly.
Make it two. I already made one funeral today. Let's make it two. That's what she should have said. That'd be awesome if she said that. But anyways, yeah, it was like weird because my niece is like, oh, that's what a princess looks like.
Yeah, that's the problem. When kids see it, it's like, yeah. Oh.
She's like, oh, wait, so this person who's like completely covered up wearing white.
It's like, that's the same person.
That's a princess. And then this person next to her that's wearing like a weird bikini and has a weapon in her hand, that's also a princess. Yes. And I'm like, sometimes.
It's like, that's that George Lucas. Blame
him. You can blame George Lucas. And that's it for today.
That's it.
It's crazy. But yeah. I mean, 18 more days. 17 True. More days.
We're so close. So close.
17 more. Yes. Wait, no. 18 more days. And then the world, as we know it, will be different. In my opinion.
Everything will change.
What if the movie's so bad that it just lose all hope, and I was like, you know what, we're not doing the podcast anymore.
It's like, no more. I mean, we went all in for Star Wars. We literally cashed all our chips in, and
yeah, because I think this was one of the first things we ever talked about on the podcast was like Force Awakens almost.
Yeah,
almost.
Yep, because that was
happened pretty early,
shortly after Disney acquired it, I think.
No, we started the podcast right before we like, I think episode 3 or 4, we talk about George Lucas selling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's like, probably not. We're probably just going to have to do a podcast about how terrible it was and then become like, very cynical about every movie that comes out.
We're like, now Rogue One's going to suck.
And everything else is going to suck.
Why are they even
Disney
doing episode
sucks.
8?
Yeah, J.J. Abrams is a failure. I'm taking away his America's Sweetheart stats.
Been revoked.
Yeah. So come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about a popular franchise that had a very... that like has very delayed movies.
Yes. Indeed.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.